Welcome to the Midwest Scrubcast. I'm Emily Rastel, and I'll be your pilot for the party bus today. Joining us in the gunner slot is Clint AC Face Houston.
Why, hello. Joining us in along for the ride is the Midwest Scrub himself, Dan Peterson.
Well, hello. And also joining us in the smuggling, snuggling compartment department is Matt Greenshirt Carey.
Fair enough.
I don't know what's fancy.
Yeah, he's not fancy today, so. Yeah.
That's harsh.
This picture will not be going in the fancy calendar.
No, I'm not taking a picture.
There is something fancy in my life that's new that you could bring up, but no.
Oh, not, that is fair.
No. But
I'm not going to.
Oh, no, that's not right. No.
But I'm just going to.
Hard pass.
I'm going to just toss it to Emily, the pilot here on this
train wreck.
It's not a train, it's a bus.
It's a bus wreck?
Bus wreck.
And we all know bus wrecks involve a distinct lack of seatbelts, as discussed on previous episodes. So, you know, danger. Welcome, everyone, to the cast. So, our most exciting order of business today is that this is our first episode post... what's the
Fit
word?
West?
Fit West.
There we go.
For some reason, the word
I almost said Midwest Scrub Down, and I was like, no, we've had plenty since the last one.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the October Fitness Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. Halfway through the following month, we'll finally pick the winner.
Yeah.
This is the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you, as usual, to everyone who participated in the Fit Westing and encouraged each other and fought for the top three spot, which actually we need to go look and see who the top three are, actually. I forgot to do that before we started
I think
the
it's
cast.
Yen, Lauren, and Connor.
Okay.
In that order?
I don't know.
Well, that was the question of what was the order of who got the highest.
Well, those are the top three.
So you wrote down the names earlier, but you didn't write down the numbers that they posted. So we
But Yen hasn't done that.
So our secretary is just not on their job is the problem.
But Yen hasn't done that list because he was on before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not that list, but whatever.
Right.
Multi-list, multi-pass.
So who wins stuff this time around?
Those three.
Okay, and they're getting Midwest Scrub tuxedos?
Tuxedos, correct.
Oh, jeez.
The only thing is you're going to have to come to St. Louis for your fittings.
That probably does eliminate us having to buy, like, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
By any of what,
if
these
they're
people?
Coming to,
oh, yeah, yeah,
if they're
yeah,
coming
yeah.
to St. Louis
yeah.
for fittings... We probably wouldn't have to get any of them because I don't think they would come to St. Louis for fittings.
Yeah.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Specifically
yes,
not you. Yen. Yen is definitely not coming to St. Louis for a fitting.
Indeed. Yes. So, I seem to have confirmed your numbers here that those were the top three, not in that order, were the top three finishers. So, yes, congratulations to the winners of some kind of Midwest Scrub personalized jacket thing, I believe is the plan. Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll have to figure out what that's going to be. Yeah.
Like a swishy jacket?
Like a sports coat.
A sports coat.
Yeah.
Like a Letterman jacket or like a swishy jacket? Like a windbreaker
isn't,
or a Letterman?
Windbreaker?
Or...
Isn't just a... am I confusing terms here? So I feel like...
Sports jacket to me is very
jacket.
Broad.
I mean sport coat.
Sport coat, that's
I don't even know.
That's completely ambiguous to me.
Yeah, just like sports jacket.
Yeah, I don't know what that word is.
Yeah, are we talking about winter sports jacket? You know, fall sports jacket? It depends, you know?
I think he's talking about a swishy jacket.
See, I assumed he was talking about the swishy jacket.
That
was my assumption.
So,
but, you know, maybe
it was supposed
Dan's
to be a joke along the lines of
this was supposed to be a joke?
Yes. Stop it. It was supposed to be a joke along the lines of the tuxedo because a sport coat is a suit jacket that doesn't have any other, like, no pants with it.
Yeah.
It's
just,
okay, sure. Yes.
Yeah, you're just supposed to go commando, nothing underneath.
Yes.
No,
is this the thing that the basketball people's wear?
No, so like a sport coat is so like the
it's this.
Yeah.
It's a suit top that doesn't have the rest of the suit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So like
oh.
it's what golf hands out as you win something.
Yeah.
Oh,
this was supposed to go along with the tuxedo joke, but I butchered it.
This, yeah, now we understand. Because right. Once you look up a picture of that, that is not anything that we all thought.
Didn't you see sports jacket?
I did. That's why I butchered the joke.
Uh-huh. Sports jacket.
I did.
I apologize for him.
All right. Well,
I make no apology.
Yeah, that's why somebody had to do it for you.
Y'all are getting something.
You're getting a jacket of some kind. It will be a dumpster fire, be assured.
Yes.
Probably featuring a dumpster fire.
But beyond those, we have people that met the minimum for randomized prizes of being on here.
Yeah, yeah. Randomized prizes of joining us. Yes,
value.
Of
which I guess value. Is still something of a prize. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, you know, they can get on here and chat with us and give us topics to talk about. And we will appreciate them for that.
Yeah, so...
Oh,
what?
I know something we can talk about.
I mean, so do I.
But I'll forget
but
later.
First...
Write it down.
Okay.
Notes.
Yeah, take notes for yourself.
Take notes for yourself over there.
While I find a random number.
That's right. You don't have
generator.
A pencil anymore because we had to take that away from you.
No, he's got it. The pencil is over there. Matt has it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't write this on your cell phone.
Just write it on the desk.
So, presumably, Emily is randomizing.
I have a randomizer ready.
Same deal as always. You had to get over 900 minutes or whatever to get one entry, and then some amount, 14 to get two entries.
And then 2,100.
And to get three entries into this randomized drawing. And, of course, we're not putting you in if you've won the drawing before.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to give you more time, Em, but you stopped.
No, I've got it. No, I actually.
Apparently you were.
It's up. I've got it. I've already got it. So it's done. Cool. Yep, I was already done. But thank you for explaining the rules to the people. That's good. So, yes, so we have four contenders this time who have various numbers of entries among them all, and I shall now push the button. Drum roll.
I don't know how to do that.
My phone vibrated. Does that count?
Yeah. It's almost a drum roll noise. And button. Six, and that is Lauren.
Lauren Ford.
All right,
Ford.
So...
She's been on before being a guest on a topic, but now she has won.
She's been a topical guest before, and now hopefully you shall get to encounter her on the Scrubcast yet again for the topic of the Fit Westing. So congratulations, yeah. Lauren, for winning a prize of dubious value that, you know, we can't answer for how much value it has to you, but we find your all's presence is valuable.
Specifically the topics you bring.
Come with content. No, congratulations, Lauren.
We will actually have to, like, message her because she doesn't actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Fine. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So. Active in the community, just not doesn't
yes,
listen
doesn't
to us.
Doesn't actually listen to
which
us.
Which is fair.
Mm-hmm. I've also stopped listening to podcasts. Like, I went through a phase of them for a while and then just kind of stopped. And then I went through that phase again and then just kind of stopped. And I haven't been through that phase in, like, 3 or 4 years now. I think it's been, like, 3 years at least.
Yeah, I basically listened to this one and the Spoilers Intended, which we've had on here before. Those guys.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Speaking of Fords.
Speaking of Fords.
Yeah,
well, that's when I do and I keep intending to listen to Spoilers Intended, but I keep forgetting. Actually, I don't even have a podcast platform on my phone. That's also a problem, is I forget that podcasts exist until we have to do the podcast. Yeah. And I'm all like, that's right, podcasts exist. Could listen to people talk, I guess.
A while back ago, I downloaded Spotify, and that's what I that's something I can use. I actually use Google Podcasts, but
yeah, that's true. Apparently, you could use Spotify
if you have Spotify on your phone.
I do not.
If you do not, you cannot use it on your phone.
Okay,
what a shame.
Well, never mind.
So yeah, that's that. But yeah, we're glad everybody participated. We're happy that people participated in lieu of us actually doing anything.
I did not do much.
It's like,
yeah, our top people put up all the numbers to compensate for, in fighting for those top three positions. Mm-hmm. We had people put up some numbers that thoroughly compensated for us scrubs.
Hopefully the next time around there won't be broken toes or twisted knee joints or lazy Houstles.
So my work is actually starting something today, which is like a 6-week fitness thing. And I think I'm going to start doing my 5K walks again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see how it works out. If my foot starts hurting again, I'll be like, oh, it's still broken. I guess I should, not do this.
Cease and desist.
Yeah. Right. You can only try.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to try.
Yeah.
So what kind of a thing are they doing? Because
it's not body mass index, but they have a thing where, you stand on it barefoot and you have metal contacts on your feet, and then you hold these two things and you have metal contacts in your hand, and it basically tells you your muscle mass, your fat mass, and stuff like that.
Heart rate, all that good stuff.
Do heart rate, really? But it was I'm sure they could have told it, but they just recorded your weight, they recorded, and I think we're doing weekly check-ins, and this is your goals are your own.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was just going to say, if I recall correctly, those things are fairly inaccurate, and you can game them by the amount of water that you drink prior to, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask, is how is it? Is it like sending electrodes through your body? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then depending on the liquid in your body, it might alter it slightly, probably not enough. Okay. But if you're talking about using it in sports,
3-5%, I think. Like it's for like so.
If you're talking about using it for something like this, it's fine. But if you're talking about using it in sports, then no, of course not.
Like I think it's off of it'll vary with your body fat percentage by 3-5%.
I've never even heard of these things before.
So
I've seen ones where it's like a steering wheel that you hold. Mm-hmm. Where it's just a small steering wheel. You have one hand on one hand on the other. But I've never done the one where it's you have your feet planted and then you hold.
That's what all of those smart scales do, that tell you your body fat percentage and your bone mass index and muscle index and so on. It's all
what's a smart scale?
It's a scale. That's what we just described.
Yeah, I mean, that is a scale that also has electrodes built into it that sends a little current through your body and records all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing I'm ignorant of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they were able to, tell me how much, presuming it works properly. They told you not to eat or drink 2 hours before you had
that
it.
That would help, yes.
Not to say that people didn't. I only drank water before that, for the 2 hours before that. But apparently...
alter it, yeah.
But, they were like, they told me that, my arms are relatively in line weight-wise, and same thing with my legs, mass-wise, and then they're like, and just telling me my body percentages of what it should be in proportion to my torso.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Poking my torso. Yes, in proportion to my torso. They didn't use the term overweight. They just said, hey, here's where your fat is at. And they're like, hey, your muscle mass is good for your height and your weight. Your fat is, you're not under, you're not bad. But and I was like, yeah, this is what I see in the mirror when I look at it. This isn't bad, but it could be better. Uh-huh. And that's basically where they were at. But they're just talking about setting goals for yourself, whether it's and they said just do some very small goals, because if your goal is to quit smoking or quit drinking soda or quit drinking coffee, that is a huge leap.
Mm-hmm.
If your goal is to reduce your soda intake, reduce and they said you can do that by being like, oh, my 2 o'clock smoke break, I'm going to do this instead. And, instead of having soda with lunch, I'm going to have, water. I'm still going to have soda with dinner, but mm-hmm. you know, it's just something that you establishing a habit to where it becomes a routine, to where that could perhaps spill over otherwise, you know, spill mm-hmm. over to the dinner or mm-hmm. spill over to the early lunch break or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. In terms of the soda thing, like, man, once you get off of soda, soda tastes so weird.
It does.
Yeah. So, like, I've been weaning myself off soda a lot in, like, compared to what they were talking about, unhealthy soda habits. I was like, man, I did used to have unhealthy soda habits. Uh-huh. and it was like, but now it's like, you know, I don't drink anything compared to what I like in college. It was probably all that I drank. Uh-huh. That's probably the only thing I drank was soda in college.
Your only beverage, yeah.
Maybe some milk if I had milk and cookies, but that uh-huh. was it. And uh-huh. it was like, whereas now I drink a decent amount of water while I'm at work and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And that was one thing, like, that was one goal that they set for everybody. It was like, drink this amount of water. They had mm-hmm. a specifically, they were like, this many ounces for whatever your weight is. I have it written down, but I don't remember. That mm-hmm. was just this morning.
Proportional so. Water to weight intake, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So they were like, because that's going to help with just everything. That's going to help with stress. That's going to help with your mood. That's going to help mm-hmm. with sleeping, all of these things. And they're like, aside from having to wake up to pee, it is going to help with you sleeping as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like heat regulation, and like I know mm-hmm. that's one thing. When I'm more dehydrated, I wake up and I'm so hot, you know. But that's my so like my baseline is like I sleep with just a sheet anyway, and I'm already really hot. If I'm not well hydrated, I'm like cooking the entire night, and I keep waking up and keep waking up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened at some point. Probably in the time that I've known y'all, where like I just my body decided to be a heat sink at night, and just like, shoot it off. But I mean, so it's I just figured coming off of the Fit West, I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's probably a good thing if I want to try to mm-hmm. be healthy. You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
sign
keep,
up for
keep
it.
The habit going.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna try to do more.
Papa Palpatine.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Papa Clean.
Yeah. Dan has a, it's not a Roomba. But
it is a Roomba.
Oh, it is a Roomba? I thought it was just Roomba-like.
No.
Okay.
It is actual so Roomba brand.
It is actual Roomba.
Okay, it is okay. Roomba, and it is called, his name is Papa Palpatine. You do it.
Papa Palpatine.
Yeah. And he's... Sounded like he was stuck on something upstairs.
Sound like he was stuck.
But he sounds like he's doing
minute.
Okay.
I think
so we all kind
stuck.
Of we're in the basement and you know, yeah, it kind of roamed over our heads. And
the pause was just it going. You can't hear it, but we were all just kind of staring at the ceiling for a second.
It picked up a random shoelace in one of the bedrooms today.
Oh.
And carried it around, and I was at work, and
just dragging a shoe
like,
around,
shoelace.
Yeah.
Just, oh, not
just
the whole shoe,
the,
just the
shoe.
Just
okay. the shoelace. Yeah. So it picked up a shoelace, and I'm getting notifications at work that like, oh, Papa Clean is stuck, uh-huh. and Papa Clean needs help, yeah. and you know all this stuff. I'm like, what in the world is going on? And so you know, then I get another notification that it said, you know, oh, Papa Clean finished a job early because it got stuck. I'm like, oh, uh-huh. all right. And, like, it gives me a map of my house of, mm-hmm. like, hey, these are the areas that it cleaned. These are the areas that it didn't.
Yeah.
And so I saw it didn't clean a couple areas and sent it, you know, off on an adventure to try to clean those other areas and said, oh, I can't make it. Uh-huh. And then went back to base and I was like, no, do your thing. Clean, Papa Clean, clean. And then it got stuck in the workout room on its shoelace that it had been apparently carrying around for just hours. Hours and hours.
So in the future, when it says I can't do it, are you
I
gonna
just
are you
leave it alone?
I was gonna say, are you going to keep telling it to work? You're just it's like, listen,
look, the robot
something is screwed up. You're gonna come back and it's gonna be on fire.
Dang, Dan's just lashing the whip on his robot.
Better
back to work with you.
I mean, I can't work.
Like, work. Work.
You better burn these files, man. In 10 years, they're gonna put you on trial. And be like,
that is true.
Mr. Peterson, did you make the Roomba continue to work?
I overworked. He asked me to change his filter, to.
And I just did that yesterday. Like, he should be happy. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't tell me. Tell the AI overlords in 10 years. Or 20, or never, or
however long it takes, because it will happen. Anyways, Roombas.
Other topics?
Yeah. So anyway, that was...
Fitness topics.
Yeah, so So it's cool. I'll be doing that, and maybe I'll change up my diet and something, because they're talking about portion control, not portion control, but proportion of what you eat. So maybe I'll try better with that and do better with that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Man, so a buddy of mine, Jay, was telling me that he and his wife have been doing something called like Clean 30 or something along those lines.
That sounds familiar.
30 Clean? I think 30 Clean.
The dirty 30.
Definitely was not dirty. Clean 30. I don't know. Something along those lines. Something anyways, like it's like a heavily restricted diet that you're eating like only whole organic foods, no whole added 30. Sugars, whole 30.
There we go.
I think I said that one of those times.
Nope.
Maybe. I don't think so. But it's fine. Yeah.
Oh, never. But there's also something called the 30 clean.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Wow. All right. Well.
Well, what's the dirty 30? That might not be.
That's something we don't want to talk about on the podcast.
That's a song by the Crystal Method. So,
okay.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, now we know maybe it's safe for work.
I think it's safe for work.
Okay, well, maybe it's safe for work.
Something. Oh, so Jay.
Restrictive diet.
So he was telling me about this thing, and like I was like, man, I don't know, maybe... There's no grains, I think, as well. Like,
yeah, that's
it's
a big
very one. Restrictive diet.
Right.
And, like, I was on board until he said that there was no dairy products whatsoever, and just, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I can't. No can do.
Yeah.
I understand the grains, because, like, the majority, like, we got, somewhere along the line, we got really good at producing starches, you know, carbs for our bodies. And, you know, like, potatoes are part of, like, every meal, or bread in some sort. So, I get it, because that's where a lot of our carbs come from, and we really don't need a ton of carbs.
We don't need as much as we consume, that's for sure. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, we need it, you know, we need that, we need protein. And that's basically what they were harping on, was like, hey, you need to have... You know, a fourth of your plate should be protein, a fourth of your plate should be carbs, and the rest should really just be made up of vegetables or fruits. And, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, I could Brussels sprout that up. I've been doing a decent job of trying new stuff, and it looks, I have these garlic almonds that they taste great. But the garlic will stick with you for, like, the next 2 days.
Oh, man.
And, like, I don't know if people can smell them, but I can still I lick my teeth. I'm like, the flavor, garlic. The taste, it's still the here.
Still there. Here.
But they taste great. Like, I crush them up, and I put them in the
Brussels
sprouts, and that's great. Oh. And I've also done honey, and that's really good. And
honey was also not allowed.
Mm. What?
Yeah. No honey, no molasses, no sugar.
And you were fine with the no molasses.
I was fine with the no molasses. I was iffy on the no sugar. That would pretty much just cut coffee out for me as well, so, which maybe coffee wasn't allowed. I don't remember.
It's essentially just a restrictive fast. Instead of just doing a fast, you're fasting from particular things rather than everything at all. Rather than being like, oh, I'm not going to eat anything for 7 days and just drink water, you're going, okay, I'm just not going to drink. I'm not going to eat these things for 30 days. But the fact that you're still eating other stuff, it will take a while to get out of your system. Yeah. Whereas if you're fasting completely, it doesn't take as long for what's left in there to get out of your system. So maybe that's the point of it. It's slow, fast off of particular things.
He said that it's made a huge difference with his inflammation.
Is he rotating around and doing a different, like the opposite, and then fasting and getting rid of all the stuff that he just put in for an entire month? No.
It's about specifically reducing things that cause inflammation. Is that the idea? Yeah. So much. I've heard about such anti-inflammatory or FODMAP or some of those diets that are supposed to specifically eliminate things that bother people
huge difference. Like he hates it when he's on it.
Right.
And
right.
then mm-hmm. once he's off of it, he was like, oh, but I feel so bad. Uh-huh. And then goes back to it again.
We've talked about our stomach issues and mm-hmm. like the regimen that we kind of cooked up of having
having
chocolate and fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Really just
that's pretty much it.
I mean, it really is, but you said that's it, which is actually the name of the bar. but the bars, they're a prebiotic, which is,
are they a sponsor?
Not yet.
Hashtag not
yet.
Sponsored. Yeah. That's it, bars.
We talked about having a segment where we bought all 30 flavors of the That's It bars.
We were talking about that. That's content.
Trying one per episode.
Oh, I thought we were just doing it all at once.
Oh, we could do it all at once. That sounds just have an miserable.
Oh, gosh.
So much fiber. The next day, just like... I do be farting, but this is apparently now another health podcast. I mean, but
it's FitWest. It's in theme.
Yeah. So a prebiotic is something that you eat that it's largely something that's fibrous, that the bacteria in your gut cultures can feed on. You know, that they need food as well. But then also you have a probiotic, which we've come across some decent probiotic chocolates, and they're just like it's a nice little dark chocolate snack. It's not great dark chocolate.
It is not. But it is okay dark chocolate.
And I actually think that favors it because I really like dark chocolate. And if it was good dark chocolate, I would just
eat so much of it.
And then I would probably be miserable because I'd have too much
biotics.
Too much biotic.
Too much probiotic.
Yeah, too much probiotic. So, like, you have the prebiotic to give them food and then probiotic to just add the cultures to you. Mm-hmm. I was doing that and it largely fixed my stomach, but then I was taking doxycycline for my acne and I didn't realize how much that was messing up my stomach because it is an antibacterial and my doctor switched up the medication on me, so now I'm not taking that and holy goodness, my stomach is just so much better. And I assume that's what the dirty 30 feels like when he feels he's clean, where it's just like, oh, I am not miserable. Mm-hmm. And, I'll still have a stomach problem every once in a while, but
rarely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been so nice. And now I know how to take care of my gut. Mm-hmm. And some podcasts I listened to, and they were just like, your gut doesn't have a long memory. So, like, if you fix something in 3 days, you'll be fixed in, 3 days. You know, it's like if you alter, largely, unless you have, ulcers or something like that, mm-hmm. your gut can adjust if you're feeding it properly. But that also means that if you start treating it poorly, it will
revert.
It will revert to that, and it'll start acting like you're treating it bad as well. So, it's like, this mm-hmm. is really cool information. I'm glad I know this.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So good news for fast change, but it also means you have to be vigilant
and not, in
order to keep it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fine with the regimen that we worked out because That's It bars are tasty and the dark, but again, not tasty enough to where I'm like, I'm just going to be eating a bunch of fiber, essentially mm-hmm. fiber bars.
I want one. Then I'm done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. Oh, that was nice. Uh-huh. I might want one more, but it's like, whatever. But like, as far as health food goes, it's good tasting health food because mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I've had plenty of health bars where I'm like, this tastes like, dirt.
Yeah.
I think I need to change up my breakfast again.
What are you eating?
Toast.
Just three pieces of toast?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just
so
want
tasty.
Do you just want variety, or do you think you should need
no,
you
I don't
need
care
something
about
else?
Variety.
Well, I mean, just toss an egg in there every once in a while.
I have been, by and large, having three pieces of toast with the same fruit spread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for like the past couple of years,
mm-hmm.
pretty much every morning.
Yeah, so you think it might be time to swoop it up?
Well, you know, I don't know, just talking about how you don't need nearly as many.
Carbs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was just thinking. I was like, man,
like everything I do for breakfast
just,
is carbs.
Why don't you just eat a steak for breakfast? You know? give that a try for a month and just see how you
work.
Feel.
I was
cook you a steak every morning.
That also sounds cheap. Just
eat a steak every morning. How about also eat it for lunch and for dinner?
And for dinner.
Just
yeah,
a steak.
Just
only a steak. Do that for a month and tell me
how
you feel.
Is broccoli allowed, though?
Yeah, broccoli's allowed.
No, just steak.
No, just steak.
I want you to eat just steak.
No, I was just saying broccoli for breakfast.
For all three meals a day and
then
tell me how you feel.
Do that.
I'm curious. I want someone else to do
that. I don't want to do that.
It's
horrible and expensive.
Why? I mean, but like, it's called the T-Rex diet or something. I don't know.
It's called the carnivore diet. Yeah, it's already
a thing.
Well, there are... Those actually, I think, allow a lot of other stuff too, though, right?
Yeah, but you're like, supposed to have like some real meat every meal.
Mostly, I was thinking about eating eggs.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
Yeah,
you can cook those different ways:
steak and mm-hmm. eggs.
I would just boil them, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, boiled eggs. Hard boiled eggs is nice because you can do like
a bunch of them ahead of time.
A bunch at the same time, and you just grab one on the way out to work or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would probably be healthier especially if you don't have cholesterol. The only drawback to eggs is the cholesterol content. If you're prone to cholesterol problems, you may have to be a little careful with eggs. But
as far as I know, I'm not prone to cholesterol problems.
I am.
I feel like the last time I had my blood done, which was a couple of years ago, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, your doctor might have raised a red flag if you weren't. It depends. I mean, you know.
Yeah, too bad you can't have yogurt.
I can't have some yogurt. It's hard to find.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's hard to find.
If you could find a yogurt that you like, that you could have, that would be a
good for breakfast
thing.
Yeah.
And that would also be a probiotic as well.
If you can also find a granola that you can have as well, or make your own granola, yogurt and granolas and a little bit of fruit.
Actually,
it's a good breakfast.
Making your...
happening up there.
Papa Clean is trying to flip a chair over. He's just slamming into the table, just trying to shove it out of the way.
Maybe.
I mean, he's moving again now, so yeah, I think that was him. I don't know what he was doing.
He's bashing his head up against the table.
But
yogurt, okay.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
I mean, so like granola is also a good one, just in...
It's kind of carby,
you can make your own as well.
But some granola versus like three pieces of toast is different.
Right?
Less.
Yeah, less granola. Yeah. Some granola with your yogurt would be less carbs than.
What else do people put in yogurt?
Fruit.
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 People put fruit in yogurt. Yeah.
Fruit. Granola. That's usually about.
That's the things I know about that people put in yogurt. But
that's what I do. I don't know. Leave in the comments below what you put in yogurt.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it on the Dirty 30 diet.
I'm not doing it though because milk
is is it called 30 because it's only 30 days or something like that?
I mean, that was the thing, but yeah. Then they did it for 45 days, and then they did it for 60 days, and now he's just kind of like,
yeah,
this is now kind of the thing that I do aside from some cheat days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I imagine that was what it's supposed to be. It's like, you know, you do it for
30 days and see, oh my God, this feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
And that's what, you know, this work thing is 6 weeks of doing it where they were like, we want you to establish good habits.
It's supposed to take, 2 weeks to make habits? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Something.
70 times.
I feel like it takes a lot of time for me with habits. Habits do not come easy to me. Yeah.
Like I have habits. Like when they were talking about stuff, I was like, I feel good about myself because I was like, I have only 100 calories for my breakfast and it's, you know, fibrous, you know, it's essentially seaweed, you know, and it's like, that is my breakfast.
You eat seaweed for breakfast.
Yeah. I'm sure it does wonders for my breath, but
66
yeah,
days.
No, those are
66 days.
And there's, are those the chip ones, or the or are they just like the paper that you can buy?
Like a 2.5 by 2.5 square, and there's just a bunch of them.
Is it like nori, like the roll, like the what you would
you
get?
Could if you made a really really small
really
sushi
tiny roll.
Roll,
yeah. So
it, well,
yeah,
it's I'm asking,
thin,
is, it,
no,
it, is it like the
that.
Same?
Yes,
is it the
yeah,
same paper?
Yeah,
that
it's that.
Buy?
It's okay. It's just because
right, I was gonna say we bought nori paper before to make rolls.
Yeah, except for this has some sesame oil and a little bit of sugar, salt on it.
Yeah,
sugar would be interesting. I'm sure it would be okay, but
might
salt
be
all right. Salt's better. It pulls the taste out better. But.
No, what? You.
The thing is that seaweed is an emulsifier, which like helps things like stay distended. Like seaweed is often put in chocolate milk. It's in the chocolate milk that we buy, Fairlife.
Seaweed?
Yeah. It's an emulsifier because it helps the
things stay mixed together.
Yeah, it helps the chocolate stay, you know, and not separate from the milk. It also like helps you because of that thing. Dan's making his head, his
Dan's mind
brain just exploded.
I find it shocking that there's seaweed in my milk.
But
in your chocolate milk,
in your chocolate milk. I don't know about the regular milk. I think the milk doesn't separate.
Like, does
from
it
the
just
milk.
Say seaweed?
It might, but it might call it nori. It might call it something else, but. Nori is the Japanese word for seaweed, right?
For a type of seaweed, at least, right.
I think. But that's the but they call it nori paper. Is the paper that they roll the sushi. I think that's what
Sure. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's called nori paper.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Emily like, right, come on.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Fantastic.
Yeah, nori is definitely a word that is used to refer to sheets of seaweed. That's all I know.
But it's because it's an emulsifier. It's also very filling. So those 100, like normally I was eating like 300 to 400 calories worth of stuff, or I was getting, you know, donuts and I was eating like 1,000, but these are 100 calories and they fill me like when I'm done. When I'd go to the vending machine and buy a bag of Cheetos that was 350 calories, I would get done and I'm like, I could go for another bag, man. Whereas these fill me up. So,
Yeah, I'm just not into the flavor of the ocean.
What did you find?
I don't like the ocean in my mouth.
Carrageenan, okay.
Carrageenan.
So that's the extract from the seaweed, presumably. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's in there. That's why seaweed extract is in your chocolate milk. But I understand that. Somebody came to my office and was like, what are you eating? I'm like, it's seaweed. And like, can I try one? She was like, tastes like fish. And I was like, it doesn't taste like fish, but I get where you're coming from.
I'm
like
the same
ocean.
Way. Like,
yeah.
Clint, Clint is like
it.
It
tastes like the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand the sentiment.
Clint has seaweed things, you know, seaweed salad or sheets of nori or whatever. He's always been like, oh, this is just too, you know, too
ocean-y. Like
ocean. Yeah. And like,
Maybe it's salt water is the taste.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just this taste.
Which is the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
This tastes like ocean.
Yeah. And I get it. And it just doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's some fish I'll eat and it tastes fine. Then other fish I take a bite and I'm like, that tastes like the ocean. And I don't like the ocean flavor. That's not a flavor that I like. But hey, whatever. And I've had, like Emily said, I've had seaweed before and sometimes it's fine and sometimes it tastes too oceany. I think you had like squid snacks one time, like
that's another thing.
Right, she had like a bag of like dehydrated squid.
It's delicious.
So. Right, but like every time she like opened up the bag, I'm just like, oh god, that smells like ocean. Then she would eat it. She's walking around, just trying to talk to me. I'm like, you smell like the ocean. It just is really, really strong.
Yeah. Well,
and I tried one, and I couldn't taste anything but the ocean. So like, why are you eating squid snacks? Why don't you just drink some salt water?
Well, I also think I also think squid might has more justification in being quote fishy because it is actually like a seafood.
Well, seaweed is just, you know,
seaweed
grass
is
that floats in the sea.
Yeah,
and
no,
so
I know.
It also
know.
Is quote fishy or oceany flavored. Yeah. Like it,
sure.
Anything that just hangs out in the ocean and absorbs that flavor is ocean flavored to me. Right. So pretty much anything.
So what we're saying is the flavor of fishy might not be unique to fish, and it might just be in the ocean.
Yeah. Yes. Ocean. Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever had a fish from a nasty river? Like, it tastes like nasty river water.
I mean, not since I was a little kid and didn't know the difference.
Same. I grew up in southern Indiana.
A saltwater boat as opposed to a freshwater boat?
I've never taken a chunk out of the butt.
Dan, you were going to say.
Oh, I was going to say that you have successfully convinced me to not eat anything seaweed.
Yeah,
well,
no,
aside from the chucky milk that I already know is really good.
No, I don't think you're a fish person.
No, because Dan had nasty river fish from Zimbabwe that was left.
Maybe the Congo, Zambia?
Whatever. Somewhere in that
Austria,
region.
Australia, same place.
Same place, whatever. Like, they both start with a Z.
To be fair,
right?
They are right next to each other.
Yeah, Austria and Australia. Right?
Yeah. No, but that could be part of your problem. Is you just had some
problem.
Nasty river that, fish yeah. that mm-hmm. hung out in the river. Sun all day. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, here you go, eat
and
this.
They were sun-dried. Like, right. They are just... Mm.
I don't have a problem when somebody's like, I don't like seafood. I'm just like, yeah, sure. I don't want to force
there
it.
There is
on
a
anybody.
Specific, yeah, it's got this specific flavor, and all seafood has that same like background flavor.
Yeah,
whether mm-hmm. it's from the sea or other, or from a river or from a whatever, and just somehow that flavor is stronger in other things than other things.
than more different other things.
But to each their own. Like the thing is, like, I'll eat it, but there are sometimes I'll be eating a piece of fish and I'll be like, nope, that's too oceany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas me, you could put me on the coast, I'm fine with it. I'll eat seafood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never had an issue with seafood. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, in terms of fitnessing and food, you got to find the little tricks that work for you, like seaweed.
Yeah. Well, seaweed. And that was my trick in the morning. Like, uh-huh. I saw them at Costco and I was like, I'm going to give that a shot. And then I did it and I was
seaweed
like,
in your yogurt.
Okay, these are also seaweed in your yogurt. Uh-huh. That doesn't sound good. I mean, maybe if it wasn't the salted in sesame ones that uh-huh. I have, but like the.
All right, so we're gonna have like the scrub cast breakfast of champions. It's gonna be a steak, egg, three pieces of toast, yogurt, seaweed.
Honestly, when Dan was talking about switching from toast to egg, and I was like, you know what goes good together? Egg and toast, and then you put cinnamon on it, and then you put some brown sugar on it, and then you put some what's the stuff called syrup. And you just have some French toast. I know we did that just a few weeks ago. I was like, man, that sounds great right now. Uh-huh. And that's pretty much just all carbs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like,
except for the egg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, here's some carbs, and then here's some sugary carbs, uh-huh. and then here's some more sugary carbs.
Uh-huh. Some more different sugary carbs.
So what if you make an egg sandwich and then dip it in pancake batter and then fry that up.
That sounds
then it would be encased
incredibly
in
American.
It does.
I mean, I'm down to try.
Now I want to know if anyone's actually done this before.
I don't know.
A deep fried grilled egg and cheese sandwich?
Pancake witch? Sandwich?
I'm sure it's happened.
Surely it's been done before.
Yeah, we live in America. This has happened. This has happened. There may be even more ingredients, like throw in slices of bacon. And...
I would imagine mm-hmm. that there's probably maple syrup involved somehow
as well. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, you pour on top. Yeah, you made a pancake. So
yeah. It's either that or it's in like a little carafe that you can dip it
yeah.
in.
Oh, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, yeah, a little yeah. dippable. Yeah. That way you get it. Yeah, it's all
cut
in
it
one
into
in
strips.
One sandwich. Would this be considered a sandwich?
Sure, I don't
well,
care.
Well, it's a pocket, though, so yeah. Is it a sandwich?
So I don't really go into the...
Are we doing the is it a sandwich debate right now?
I see that. I don't get into that delineation war, so... Like,
I don't...
I don't have a horse in that race. So
I don't even know what counts, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah.
I do think probably before I get off my toast kick, I probably do need to have some cinnamon sugar.
Oh. The cinnamon sugar just all, so with butter on it and such a ghetto snack, but I love it.
Oh, it's such a treat.
It's so good.
Yeah, my siblings used to eat that when they were kids. I had a weird thing when I was a child where you'll be surprised to hear that I had a weird thing about food where I refused to eat butter on toast when I was a small child.
That is odd because even one into of the even best really way to has toast.
Even really into adulthood, like I still don't. Well, so
same. Never.
Part
did
of
it.
My thing is like I am an addict to peanut butter toast.
I don't know.
I'm anti-condiment, I guess. And the act of like I've got the toast, I can just eat it. Why would I take the time to like put
because it's so good.
I don't know
what flavoring on it.
Those are the same thing with like I would get French fries and like, but I wouldn't get ketchup as a condiment or any condiment whatsoever to like dip it in or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would just eat the thing. I don't know why.
You
but
two
yes
are so weird.
Yeah, we both.
I get you there.
We both had that. I guess no, as a kid,
I
yeah
would just uh-huh eat a baked potato. Understand. I wouldn't put all the stuff on it. I don't know why.
Yeah, same.
I can understand.
I understand
potatoes,
how you guys wound up together.
I can understand fries.
This
without
is why
ketchup
they don't cook with salt. Now I get it.
I can understand fries without ketchup, but like they're also typically flavored. Typically there's salt mm-hmm on yeah them as well.
Right,
so it's like
right
it's already got its own flavoring, yeah, and it's like sometimes your fries are too salty,
well,
and adding ketchup to it just
no
makes
flavor
it worse.
I had no like flavor taste for ketchup because I'd never ate it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm I never desired it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
yeah
was
same
another thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you just don't eat it, like yeah, like I just had a fixation where I just did not want butter on toast, bread, anything like yeah that. So I just I remember my brother and sister eating cinnamon sugar toast. But nope, I did
nice
not
treat. I just don't understand the not buttering. Like yeah. I've eaten toast
in adulthood.
That, yeah.
Yeah, in adulthood, I will eat. I tolerate butter on toast yeah now in adulthood. But I would much
tolerate
rather no
right?
No. Here's the thing. I would butter on toast is okay, but give me peanut butter any day. That is the thing. Like if I didn't have peanut butter in my life, I probably would be pro butter on toast. But I love peanut butter
don't
so much.
I still don't butter on toast. Just make a piece of toast and eat it, like, mm-hmm, especially if I'm eating it with eggs or something. Like, there's the flavor right there. You take it, you slice off a piece
well,
of
I mean,
egg,
if you, have
you
egg,
put that in your
you
mouth,
put,
and you take
yeah
a bite of toast, I mean, and then there you go.
That's fine.
There doesn't need to be butter on that.
But like just a plain piece of toast with nothing else.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I think that's fine. Also, have you ever had sourdough toast? That's the best toast.
That's true. Sourdough toast don't need nothing
just, yeah,
on
just
it.
Just plain sourdough toast that
probably
not.
I mean, like
delicious.
You say that, but I don't believe either of you.
Uh-huh. Just do a dirty 30 of no butter on your toast. And then you're going to be like, "Wow, this is yeah, butter is a bit too much."
But no,
why
I'm giving up toast ish.
No. All right. Like the more the less American you get your bread, yeah, the more toast is fine by itself. I will give you
sure
that.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
that's true.
Like just American bread toast is
just plain old white bread toast.
Yeah,
is,
white bread toast is. It,
oh, I guess that's
underwhelming.
We all have
yeah
white bread, so
yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, so I had some leftover. It wasn't French bread. It was something.
Was it English?
Could have been
Italian.
But it was, you know, it was like real bread, not you know the loaves that we get at the grocery store, you know, type. It is like I real bread from a restaurant that I went to on Sunday, and mm-hmm I, you know, grabbed what was left in the basket and took it with me, and I just toasted that and I ate them plain. So I can get behind it, mm-hmm, but I just don't understand not doing it in general. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Butter
mm-hmm
on, like, there are points in my life where the best snack in my life has been butter on toast.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's
just
like,
incredible.
There's sometimes when water hits different, but there's also sometimes when that toast hits different.
I feel the same about peanut butter toast. There are some times when peanut butter toast is just the best thing in the world.
Get some of that peanut butter toast, take a bite of that, and then take a sip of chocolate milk. You just got Reese's in your mouth.
So something I did discover recently, apparently, like, so I can't have most like generic store bought peanut butter unless right. it's like organic peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. I've also been converted to that. I've
discovered recently that I'm supposed to keep it in the fridge, which keeps the oil from separating. Because I stopped buying peanut butter because it was such a pain to try to constantly mix it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I bought some almond butter that was that way where it constantly would separate. And it's like, I have to spend, over and over and over again.
Didn't love that, Matt.
I didn't imagine you would.
Most people probably are not going to enjoy that in their ears.
Join us for a Scrubcast ASMR hour. Yeah. I'll just make squelching noises over and over again.
Let's not.
I'll make that a bonus episode.
Scrubcast After Dark.
Yeah. I'd have like an inch or inch and a half of oil.
I just keep it in the fridge. Okay. Keep your natural peanut butter in the fridge.
I was reading something that was like, oh, 10 things you should keep in the fridge that, you know, people have told you you don't have to. And the only one that I actually remember was natural peanut butter.
So in that vein, I actually was told by somebody once that nuts are, generally speaking, better kept in the fridge because of their fat content.
Oh.
Your nuts will keep longer and be more wholesome.
We're such children.
The three boys in here just kind of squirming and giggling.
Trying not to giggle when she says, you're nuts. We're just like, keep your nuts in the fridge. We're grown men, right? Right? No? Okay.
But yeah, peanuts, cashews, whatever it is you have, like... the oils will decompose slower and, you know, be more better for you, supposedly.
I feel like either potatoes or onions was the other one, or another one. Okay. I don't remember which.
Yeah.
Apples?
I could see onions because onions get real stank.
I keep onions in the fridge. If the rare times I cut them in half, only use half an onion, I'll keep the other half in the fridge. I mean, put it in a Ziploc bag and chuck it in the fridge.
You could just throw them in the trash right away, right?
No, I usually just use the whole thing because, you know, using a whole onion in almost every single dish.
Sounds terrible. You're right. So just throw it in the trash. So what's weird is
garlic and onions is really good for you.
I was like, garlic is like one of my favorite like garnishes, and like we just had a night the other night where we specifically cooked just whole cloves of garlic and ate whole cloves of garlic.
Yeah,
but onions, I'm just like, no, unless it's fried in a ring.
Which is, you're weird.
Well, it like, because it's very
most people who just don't like onions just don't like onions.
It's not so much the taste, it's more of the
So when I cook things, I usually cook my onions first, and I cook them until they're completely caramelized. Then I put a bunch of other stuff in there.
And if they're completely caramelized, they're a whole lot better. It doesn't always do that for me, because like if you have like French onion soup, that really annoys me.
Right,
to have the stringy.
They don't cook them, whatever, crunchy onion.
But for the most part, the more caramelized it is, the more I like it, which is why deep frying it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I get one that isn't.
Just so you know, for future cookings, I barely ever under caramelize. Like, I cook my onions really, really thoroughly.
In general, we prefer our vegetables cooked soft, like cooked to the point of being soft, like onions especially, and just other stuff in general. Sometimes we'll be like reading a given recipe and it'll be like, you know, okay, now, you know, cook your vegetables in the pan for 10 minutes. And we're like, 10 minutes? That's barely even like, you know, like,
starting to cook.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're starting to get soft a little bit. Let's just leave them in there for a long time.
But yeah, a lot of it is the texture, because like something that has a similar crunchy texture is coconut, where it's like I like the flavor of coconut, but just the when it's in that dried shaved, it's like and I'm like,
I just don't like the flavor.
More coconut for me.
I think that's also another thing I'm not supposed to have anyways.
Are you allergic to palm oils?
No, like, I think coconuts have,
natural sulfites
in them.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe he's allergic to palmetto. Maybe.
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know. There's somebody at my work that's allergic to any, like, palm oils, and so anything that has that. So, there's a lot of
neat
stuff she can't have. I'm supposed to
stay away from canola oil, too. But I don't know that I've had any issues with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you know better than...
I was going to say,
you know better what you're allergic to than anybody else. So, like, I mean, you often do know more than the doctors. regarding your ailment.
Yeah, your more unusual allergy. Yeah.
So we've, yeah, it's been about an hour.
I feel like we did. I kind of ran out of energy right there.
It was just like, boom, wow.
Collectively.
Just kind of hit that wall.
Are we done? Yes, we're done.
We got some announcements, I think. We do.
Announcements. Yeah, so the most important announcement is that St. Louis is having our first of two store championships. This first one is...
For X-Wing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I figure we should specify, yeah, you know, specify. Since we're a podcast about a great many things now.
Like Senjutsu.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Whatever we feel like being. Whatever we feel like being.
Yeah. So, yeah, store championships for X-Wing. The first one is at Miniature Market Manchester on December 2nd and 3rd. It's actually a two-day, so, you know... technically, tournament regulations call for four rounds of Swiss and a top cut, and so we're gonna do, you know, four rounds of Swiss or five if we get just tons of people, which would be lovely. But yeah, at least four rounds of Swiss on Saturday, and then a top cut on Sunday. You know, with the old world's ticket on the line, so you know. We gotta get to 16 minimum to get that world's ticket. So
come to St. Louis. If you're even a casual,
if you feel like coming down to snipe, try to snipe it, or if you're in the St. Louis area and you're even a casual X-Wing player and you you wanna join the crowd, we would highly appreciate it so that hopefully we can get somebody a world's ticket.
I could always just show up.
Yeah.
Hello. Enter a list. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
If we need... Yeah.
Collusion.
If it needs to hit 16, good, do it.
Yeah.
Collusion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I will collude.
Yeah. So, and then we have a second one that's going to be, I believe, January 6th. It's like the first Saturday in January at game night. I'm not running that one, but... we'll have a second one if for some reason you can't make the first Saturday in December and the first Saturday in January is any better for you, then come on out and try to get 16 people at that one as well. So, yeah, so that's the X-Wing news, is that store championships are happening in St. Louis, basically, is the news, and come out and join us. We shall have a world's ticket and also, you know, a few various prizes. I think Bob's got something up his sleeve, apparently, for the game night one in January, and for the Miniature Mart one in December. I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot of store credit. You know, it's kind of their typical thing where the entry fee, you know, a good portion of that's going to be returned as store credit for the top players. They're also going to be ordering pizza for us on Saturday.
Cool.
With that. So, and hopefully I'm going to get a couple of ships painted. I don't have time to do a whole spread of top faction ships at this point, but I'm going to try to get a couple of ships painted. Yeah, Matt, if you have something you want to contribute, by all means, you know, let me know. So yeah, we'll have some painted chips for top people. I'm not sure exactly how many, but as many as we can get done. And I don't know if there's any other like exciting prizes. There's some, you know, some alt arts and stuff that come with the champ kit, I think. But
I mean, yeah, obviously,
yeah, whatever.
The
miniature market
is
gift
awesome.
Cards is amazing in and of itself, because yeah, I mean, you know, the top several people are going to get a probably meaningful amount of store credit, depending on how many people we get, of course. But yeah, the more people we get, the more your winnings are glorious for various reasons.
Yep. Right on.
Yeah. So that's my announcement. Did we have any other announcements besides that?
I mean, eventually. Oh yeah,
sport coats.
Dan's getting sport coats.
Mm-hmm.
A tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Ford next week, next time, maybe.
Definitely next week. For sure.
Sorry, I meant 100%. next episode.
Yeah.
Maybe, or the one after
one
that,
to
depending.
3 to 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we, you know, we try to keep a 2 to 3 week schedule.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Usually pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mostly. Oh no, I have to.
I feel like there was another announcement that someone
Well, we talked about another announcement, but decided that it wasn't necessary quite yet.
Right. I mean, there was a different one, I thought.
Oh.
Didn't you have one? I feel like there was as well.
I thought you had one.
Probably.
I forgot.
I just want to let you all know that Clint's beautiful, and his beard is actually looking really nice.
It does look really nice.
I just put some beard balm in it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. And this is like premium beard length for you. You know, you get a little longer and it starts to go, you know, scruffly on the bottom, but you get a little shorter and it looks too, you know,
hipster.
Yeah, something. It looks too something.
I don't know. I'm just going to say hipster.
Yeah, I don't.
Just throwing out words.
Yeah.
throwing out words that are generally frowned upon. Hipster.
It looks too. When a beard is too light, I feel like it's like trying too hard to be suave, you know, when it's just like a very, very short beard, you know. But you've got this nice, perfect balance. This is the ode to Clint's beard. You have this perfect balance. Yes, it's
a little longer than the peak Obi-Wan.
Oh, that's okay.
Has it gotten a little? It's been a minute since I've seen the movies, so I don't remember exactly how long his beard was. Yeah. Is it a hair? It's maybe a hair longer.
It's maybe a hair longer. Also, mine curls under, so like.
Oh yeah,
the actual
true.
Length is kind of hidden.
That's true. Yeah, you do have like a curl.
I'm just glad I could bring this up because. Friday night, I did think it, and I was like, his beard looks nice. And I just, it's something that needs to be vocalized.
You're doing a real good job of growing that beard.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not even trying. That's the nice thing about beards. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just not going to shave anymore. And then here 2 months later, like, man, you're looking really good. Like, uh-huh. I mean, I shaved the cheeks. That's about it.
You trimmed it up, make it all snazzy. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Clint has a nice beard. That's your parting. That's our parting gift of information to you. Yes.
Jeez.
Okay, well,
thank you for tuning in with us. Yeah. Yeah, hope to see you next time. Like, comment, subscribe, all those good things. Blah, 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 blah.
Ding the bell.
Ding the bell.
I still don't understand what that means.
Ding the bell, Dan. Hashtag not sound sponsored.
Get it.
Ding. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, I should stop it.
Hello, boyo.
Excuse me. Sit back.
Are you brainless?
No, not really, no.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Don't do that again. Many Gungans will be killed.
Ah, Lucifer is well seen.